The number of people dying from painkiller overdoses hit a peak in 2008, and now the deaths have dropped for 3 years in a row. Dr. Maxine Hayes of the Washington Department of Health says the state started reforming its prescription drug policies around 2007.
We can't point to just one thing we've done and said this is the reason we have this outcome. It's been a number of things over time.
Doctors have been told to rein in their prescriptions for painkillers, called opiates. Those include popular brands such as Vicodin and OxyContin. There's no data about how many pills have been prescribed over the years, so it's not clear if that's the reason deaths are down. A single painkiller, methadone, accounts for half the deaths. Other efforts focus on people who take opiates for ongoing chronic pain and converting them to lower doses. A computer database of prescription drugs just went online last year, and Dr. Hayes notes painkillers are still the number one cause of overdose deaths.
I am encouraged by the overdose deaths coming down, but I just want people to know that we're not out of the woods.
Once someone gets addicted to prescription opiates, they typically have a lifetime problem. Many end up desperate and injecting heroin, a related drug, and heroin deaths are now rising dramatically. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.